Hello and welcome to our program. Today we continue. Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane and he's praying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. What is that cup? Stay tuned. We'll have a look at that. Reading in Luke 22, verse number 42, we see that Jesus said, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. That word sorrow has been translated heaviness twice. And he said unto them, Why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. There are several gardens in the Bible, three of specifically important ones, in the Garden of Eden, Genesis chapter 2, verse number 8. Says, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And then we have the Garden of Gethsemane. It says in Matthew 26:36, then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and it is referred to as a garden in John 18:1 and 18:26. In John 18:1, it says, when Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Kedron, where was a garden into which he entered, and his disciples. And so we have the Garden of Eden and the Garden of Gethsemane. There's another garden mentioned in John chapter 18 and verse number 1. It says, now, in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre, wherein never a man was laid. And so Jesus was put there after the crucifixion. So we have this cup, and there's been a lot of conversation on what the cup is. The cup, some say it was a cup of betrayal. Well, he knew that was happening. That doesn't make any sense. And it was prophesied. The cup of suffering, that also was prophesied. The abandonment of his disciples, that was prophesied, his physical death and his sorrow, verse 44, that was prophesied. And that he would take on the sins of the world, that too. It says in Isaiah 53:6, the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. 1 Peter 2:24 says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. He would... He who was truth would become a lie. He who was light would become darkness. He who was holy would become unholy. He who was pure would become impure. He who was life would become death. And every act of adultery ever committed, every murder, every foul word, every act of idolatry, every sexual perversion, every theft, and even every pure thought, every vile deed ever committed by any person on the entire world was put on him that night. But I don't think that's the cup he was saying that should pass from him. He knew that's the reason why he came, and he set his face as a flint to Jerusalem. There's a verse in Revelation 14:10 that says, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture, and that will happen during the tribulation period, but it also happened to Jesus on the cross that night. And I think perhaps, and I'm not going to claim to have it figured out, I know what he was not praying be removed that night, but perhaps what he was praying that could be removed was the fact that he would be separated from God the Father. Habakkuk 1:13 said, thou art of purer eyes than can behold evil and canst not look on iniquity. And Psalm 71, a prophetic psalm in verse 10 says, for mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God has forsaken him. And so God would turn his back on the Savior that day. The Bible says he who knew no sin became sin. Well, reading back in Luke chapter 22, verse 47, it says, "While he yet spake, behold, the multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them, and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss?" We read in verse number 49, "When they which were about him saw what would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with a sword? And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear." That was, of course, Peter. "And Jesus answered and said, Suffer ye thus far. And he touched the ear and healed him. Then Jesus said unto the chief priests and the captains of the temple and the elders which were come to him, Be ye come out as against a thief with swords and staves? When I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hand against me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness. Then took they him and led him and brought him to the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall, they were set down together, but Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said, This man was also with him. And he denied him, saying, Woman, I know him not. And after a little while, another saw him and said, Thou art also of them. And Peter said, Man, I am not. And about the space of 1 hour, after another confidently affirmed, saying, Of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. And Peter said, Man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. Now, the account in John chapter 18 gives more detail. And we read concerning Judas in John 18 and 5. It says, Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. Well, the problem here is down in verse 18 of that chapter concerning Peter, we read, And the servants and the officers stood there who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them. Well, in verse 5, you got Judas with them. In 18, we have Peter with them. You warm yourself at the devil's campfire, and you're going to be denying Jesus before too long. Well, this trial went on by night, which was totally illegal. It says in verse 63, And the men that held Jesus mocked him and smote him. And when they had blindfolded him, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, Prophesy, who is it that smote thee? And many other things blasphemously spake they against him. And as soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him into their council, saying, Art thou the Christ? Tell us. And he said unto them, If I tell you, ye will not believe. And if I also ask you, ye will not answer me, nor let me go. Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God. Then said they all, Art thou then the Son of God? And he said unto them, Ye say that I am. And they said, What need we any further witness? For we ourselves have heard of his own mouth. Well, this trial went on by night. There are several things according to their own laws that was totally illegal. I'll name a few of them. The Sanhedrin could not originate charges against anyone. He was arrested secretly by night on no formal charge of any crime. They brought up unprovable charges against Jesus without any prior testimony by witnesses. The trial of Jesus began illegally before sunrise in order that no one could testify on his behalf. The Sanhedrin was illegally convened to try a capital offense on the day before the annual Sabbath. The trial of Jesus was illegal because it was concluded in 1 day. They pronounced sentence on Jesus with no supporting evidence whatsoever. The merits of any defense were not considered. The place of the trial was illegal. Most Sanhedrin members themselves were legally disqualified to try Jesus. They switched the charges against Jesus from blasphemy to sedition and treason when he was before Pilate. He was found innocent and Pilate had him crucified anyway. Well, on our next program, we'll look in Luke 23, where they brought Christ before Pilate. Be sure and tune in.